Show number one. Season number four.
We get to start from scratch, right?
I think we're...
This is a typical show in that we're leaving the music up and no one can hear what we're saying.
Sorry, Darren would like to enjoy some Fu Manchu while we can.
Okay. Foo Fighters are my favorite.
Fu Manchu.
Oh.
Does that sound like Foo Fighters?
No, it's a joke.
Oh, you crisped it.
Get it? God, see, where have you been? It's been too long.
I've been hanging out. So usually that's how I do the intro. So
right, we're on track so far.
I did
far.
Remember that part. Luckily, all the equipment worked as we left it. It's a little dusty.
You got the back scratcher.
Got the back scratcher. Got a little itch.
You're looking good. You turn the lights down real low.
Yeah.
Play. I haven't seen you in
a while. Does it smell like a candle in here?
Sort of. Half candle, half dog ass.
That is, that's why we had the candle lit.
Right.
But it's not. It's an electric scent thing that has wax. So it's like
that's
a candle.
So funny. There's a lady living here now. That's so funny.
Yes.
Corey would be like, I had taquitos earlier. That's what it used to be.
No, I had Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs.
Fuck
I could have had leftover.
You did not.
Yeah, I do. You want to see the can?
You did not.
Yeah.
You had fucking Chef Boyardee canned fucking spaghetti.
The lady is at school, and I didn't want to eat her leftover Olive Garden. So,
sorry. Olive Garden is better than Chef Boyardee. I can't believe you had Chef Boyardee.
I like it for a good quickie. Good quick meal.
Then boil pasta and put ketchup on it. That's
I
better.
Didn't have time.
Oh, my God.
I only had like 20 minutes to prepare for you.
You dropped the CBD word around me.
Dude, I love the CBD.
Dude.
There really is Olive Garden leftovers in there.
Oh, my God.
She went to lunch with the girls today.
Only thing worse than Chef Boyardee. Only thing worse of Olive Garden is Chef Boyardee.
I celebrate it.
Ugh.
I told you, we take the in-laws there.
You're uninvited to the Christmas party.
No.
You're uninvited. Did you have fun this year?
Yeah.
Good time? Yeah. Food was good?
Wine was good?
Oh, my God. You brought a little too much. I still have that other gigantic bottle.
You didn't party on New Year's?
We had some. So, you.
Remember, I kind of like probed for an invite, and you're like, I don't know. I'm going to invite my other friends over.
No, I didn't. We didn't invite everybody over. I said my cousin.
Who, Jimmy?
Jimmy's sister. Tina. Anyway, we didn't invite. Maria didn't
want to. Did she leave early, too?
Metallica! We drank some bottle of champagne that you gave us.
We didn't give you any champagne.
I think it's been in there since last year.
Oh. the champagne that we drank had been in the fridge since last year as well.
Nice.
We had two bottles.
Actually,
because I was going to go to Trader Joe's and get some champagne, and I was like, I'm going to check the fridge. I got two bottles. I'm like, hey, we're good. That's investing.
We were thinking about inviting, and then we were like, we're really fucking lazy. And then we didn't.
Yeah, we did nothing as well. So,
Happy New Year, playa!
Yeah, hey, all right,
we're still here.
Got any resolutions?
Nope.
No.
No. Do you have any resolutions?
Yes.
What?
I want to be more efficient. So, trying to be more efficient at work, like because that's my job, is to get to Toledo's development practices and the team performing better. So I'm working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And the home life,
you're
trying to be a little bit more clean.
You're gonna jack it faster.
I do. I try not to take so long with my jacking.
that's efficiency. That's a time saver.
But
right there.
No, I try and I do the dishes now. As soon as I'm done, with the exception of tonight, I didn't get a chance.
You probably just open the can and ate it cold. You fucking heathen.
No, I'm not Byron. What are you talking about?
God. That's so gross.
I can see where he's coming from, though.
So what dishes? You opened a can, poured it into a bowl, and microwaved it, you dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, and then I had a salad with it, too.
A salad?
Yeah.
Did Chef Boyardee make salads?
No.
I'm sorry. You put ranch dressing on it, I'm sure.
Yep, with some ranch croutons.
Did you put mayo on it too while you're at it?
No, I don't have any mayo.
You're such a bitch. Hate you!
But anyway.
You didn't even have the decency to buy some Italian dressing. You had to have ranch with your chef.
Play it. I'm telling you, I only had a few minutes. I had to hurry.
Lucky boy next time.
No.
Have you been to the new one?
No.
There's a new one.
It's close to Rick's. Why would I go to Lucky Boy?
Okay. That's very true. I can't argue with you on that one.
And why would I go to Lucky Boy when I have the Lucky Boy that one, I don't go to?
But that one's like cleaner.
New one?
Yeah. It's like nice in there.
I hope so.
I've driven by it. I haven't gone in.
As you shouldn't.
Right. Anyway.
We still get the breakfast burritos from there. But
have you tried this new place? It's called Big Daddy Barbecue or Big Daddy Grill.
Next to Vaughn's?
Yes.
I've seen it.
It's horrible.
Okay. Ooh.
Twice I tried. I gave it.
You went twice? You came over to my part of the town. Oh, I guess it's next to your dad's place.
Yeah. Met my brother there. Okay, there's one on Walnut by In-N-Out. And so I tried that a while ago, and I'm like, this is not very good. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to give it another try, and I didn't.
Big Daddy's Rib Shack or something like that?
Yeah.
That's not the same one.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It is.
The one next to Vaughn's. No, it's not the same.
It is. Trust me. It's not Big Daddy's Rib Shack. It's Big Daddy Barbecue or Big Daddy.
I've always wanted to go to that.
It's not good.
The one on Walnut?
Yeah. That's the same. That's exactly the same. Same menu. Sucks. Sucks.
You know what sucks is the one on that we're right into the one thing that
the local restaurant reviews.
Local restaurant
reviews. Fuck you! We can do whatever we want.
Is Jake's Roadhouse in Monrovia?
You don't like it?
I got an okay dish. Jessica got the pulled pork, and it was like soup.
Really?
It was not good.
Did you go into the restaurant? Or was
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny. Usually it's pretty good. It's not my favorite, but then again, Robbins is RIP.
The one on the jeans side. Am I on Myrtle?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two of them. I don't know what the second one is, though.
But what's the place across the street from that? It's like Jake's or something like that. Not Jake's.
Across the street from Jake's?
The burger place. That's on the corner.
J&B.
J&B. Okay, yeah, see.
I've never actually been there.
But there, it is called Jake's Roadhouse, right?
Yep.
Yeah, niche.
I would just go to T. Phillips.
Where the fuck is that?
It's across the street from that.
Have you been back to Robbins?
No.
I'm thinking about giving it another
shot.
No. Yesterday I had forgotten. We were driving back. We went over to look at the floats the other day, and we were driving back. I was like, you know, gosh, I really want to go back to. I kind of want to see if Robbins got better. She's like, it wasn't that bad the last time we went. I said, no. I said, even she's like, the cornbread was still good. I said, no, that was the final straw is when the cornbread was not good. I said, that was the last thing holding on to that place was the cornbread was fantastic still. And she was like, that's all I wanted. I'm like, no, that was the reason why we were like, that's it.
It's simple. I just think they're like not making food fresh enough. I think they're just,
yeah, you're getting old shit when you go.
Yeah, I think so. So I think if you go and it's good, it's probably like you hit it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you go to Jeans. Jeans is hit and miss.
No, I've always had a hit.
No.
I always get the pastrami. The pastrami dip, it's fine. You guys always get the special, and that's where you can tend to go wrong.
It's hit and miss.
Specials are hit and miss.
It is. It's true.
So.
Local restaurant review.
We need some theme music for
that. Here, I'm going to do one more. Chili Mango. Have you been there?
No.
Best, hands down. Best Thai food you will ever eat.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Where's the best?
President.
No. Ugh! Baby. No. Try Chili Mango.
If we had contact with Darren right now, it's
President. President Thai. Is good. I know the owner
for
of
the
President.
Wedding. For the wedding, we are putting together a list of
President our Thai? Yes! Oh, no.
We're putting together a list of our favorite restaurants. And President.
For what?
In case people don't have time to eat with us or whatever, or when are out.
Oh, you mean like if you come into town?
President. Here's our favorite restaurants. President.
What's on your list? What's your top?
That's going to be on the wedding thing.
Okay, you're right. We'll talk about that later.
And it's really only for the two of us and Darren knows a little
bit. You can't put Olive Garden on the list.
No.
Gales.
Italian?
Gales.
No.
Gales is the best Italian food in Pasadena.
Nah.
No. What is? It's not very many.
I think the rehearsal dinner is going to be at Buca. Do you approve of this?
I like Buca. Buca's good.
Okay. It's a chain. It's big.
It's good.
Good big portions.
Mm-hmm. It's a good place for it.
It might be at La Fiesta Grande.
That's also good.
No, it's actually not.
Damn it.
Jessica hates it.
What?
She hates their food. We love the margaritas.
What?
She doesn't like their food very much.
I don't know.
They have good chips and salsa.
I mean, you don't go there for the food.
Senior Fish?
I've never been there.
The Eagle Rock.
I've never been there, no.
God, where we eat the other day. It's good radio.
It's good radio.
There was something where it was, oh.
Slater's.
And, the sports guy. Apparently, he's always had he's kept us a closely guarded secret for ESPN and everything. He's kept his favorite Chinese place in all of Los Angeles.
Mm.
He's kept it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Yang Chow.
Where's that?
There's two of them. There's one in Chinatown, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's one in Pasadena.
Where?
It is down next to the hookers. Way down
on
there.
On Colorado
and
like
past there, where the road starts to curve.
Okay.
Where Colorado starts to curve and go up. Not Sierra Madre, but like...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Down the end of Colorado.
Before like Allen.
No. After Allen. Way down there.
Oh, at the other end?
Yeah.
I don't venture over there.
I said it's next to where the hookers are.
Okay. Well, sometimes I venture over there.
Anyway, New Year's Day rolled around, and we were going to make steak. Yeah, we were going to make surf and turf. We were going to have steak and shrimp and all that.
But you didn't.
Yeah,
sounds good though.
It was just like, you know what? Screw it.
It's some fucking Chinese food.
No, not New Year's Day. Sorry, Christmas Day. We were like, yeah, we were gonna have our Christmas meal. It was gonna be like, oh yeah, it's gonna be awesome. But we had been, the Mexicans do Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Right. They stay up late, all that.
And that's their party. And like,
you got the Jesus, right?
No, that was just the other day.
I know.
That was Sunday.
I thought that was Easter.
No.
The Jesus? They bake it into like
the cake.
That was
That's
Easter.
A Mexican thing, man.
I know. I thought it was Easter they did it.
No, it's now. And now in a month, I have to provide dinner.
Listen.
For me and Jessica, have to cook something.
Pro advice, skip the Chef Boyardee, all right?
Well, she plays her cards right.
Yeah.
So, Yang Chow.
I have to try this.
Fantastic. It was good.
We're talking.
We usually go to Go China.
It's better than Go China because Go China is the best.
Go China's good.
It's like the hottest, freshest, most delicious Chinese food.
And you get the cream cheese wontons?
Playa. Can't have it.
Oh, so good.
Oh.
Everybody loves this.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I don't think we have any listeners anymore. It's like Adam and Darren and Wes and Beth.
Yep.
And Byron, maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Mm.
So I'm trying to be more efficient.
Good
not
one.
Not with the show.
Whoa. Sorry.
So what else is going on? We have some old topics. We have like a whole play.
What? I'm sorry.
Long show, man. We have some old topics. Hey, we still have a promo code.
Oh my god.
Let's get that out of there. Okay. Keep it out. You want to keep it at the front.
Dynamite segue. You blew it. You know, Boogie Nights has been on a little too much lately for my taste.
I have stopped watching it.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to lose the magic. Let's move along.
I stopped watching it.
You'll wait a good year or two before you bring that one back.
Probably two, at least.
Yeah.
I have not watched Star Wars in years.
Nah, it was on New Year's I watched the shit out of that.
On Spike?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't watch it?
I can't do it when it's edited. No way. Or when it's
It's the kind where you just keep it on in the background.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Rocky 2 was on last night.
Aliens was on last night.
That's a piece of shit.
Huh?
If you need
Aliens,
anal Dick. Beads, Aliens is good, yes.
Okay. If you're watching Boogie Nights and you want to get
Boogie.
The Heather Graham scene makes you get a little...
Are we
going
to fuck Jack?
What do you think of Broly Girl?
Oh, she's real fox. It's either she's
really foxy.
Yeah, she's really foxy. Still funny. It's still funny. She's really foxy.
We still we reference it. I just don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. It's kind of like Lebowski. I took a long break from Lebowski. When I came back to it,
I
loved it. Yeah. Fell in love all over again.
I just listened to Master of Puppets for the first time in a while. Yesterday. Felt so right.
I just listened to Reload the other day. It was amazing.
Promo code, I guess.
Yeah, go to adamandeve.com. When you go there, enter in promo code HECKYES.
If it's still active.
It should be still active. We haven't got any sales for a while, but I did contact him today, so... to get some money. I decided after 2 years I would submit the invoice.
You're like, $35 coming my way.
No, it's a little bit more.
How much?
I don't think we can say it on the air.
Why can't we say it on the air?
I don't know.
For the threes.
$224.
Whoa! That means I got $107 coming my way.
Play. We'll talk about that later.
What?
Play.
What? Part of the reason is because I drop promo code HECKYES at the gym all the time in the bathroom. It's a thing among my circle of friends. Promo code HECKYES. They just say it.
Well, they're not saying it enough because we haven't had a sale since November. Could have been the...
Oh, shit. It's good. We got enough talk.
All right.
That.
Go to adameve.com. Promo Don't. Code HECKYES. Oh, so. So I've been perusing the employment scene.
Right, because you're still not an employee at the Toledo's.
Well, hey, because of the situation at the Toledo's.
Right. Yes, there's a lot of Jews there. I get it.
Whoa, hey. The comments made by Chris do not necessarily reflect.
Please, you don't like Jews. When he turns it off, he's like, those fucking Jews are worse than the blacks.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Racism? That's another staple of the show?
No, not this one.
It is. Listen, playa, how come there's no... Wait. Do you have a New Year's resolution to stop drinking?
Because
listen, the show won't survive that.
I'm going to try and cut back a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you were going a little heavy last time.
A little bit,
heavy. That was a lot of...
But with the holidays, and then I finished a big... I had a big freelance project go live last night, yesterday. I remember I told you, but I was like, I don't know if we can do the show, these fucking people.
How much vodka did you have last night?
We went to a Taco Tuesday and had a couple margaritas.
Last time I saw you were popping, you were putting a lot of vodka in that drink of yours.
I almost busted it out, and I was like, no, I'm going to go do a dry
tonight. It's a new Corey.
Yeah, new Corey.
Hey, we'll see the vodka in February.
I'm trying to keep it to the weekends.
Hey, got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Do you find that you can't have fun without drinking alcohol, Corey?
No. Also trying to keep to like wine. I'm going to try and cut back on the beer because I didn't want to get fat.
I know, but it's so good.
Tastes
so good.
I really have tried to cut back on the beer. I was just like,
it got a little out of control with me at the end of the year. I was drinking a little too much beer.
Yeah,
one a night, that's a little too much.
One a night,
a little too much.
That's not enough for me. I'm one of those. I drink to get drunk.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. See, I hate like stopping.
Yeah, that's alcoholism, buddy.
No.
That's alcohol.
No. I mean, I hate like when you're like you're almost got a nice little buzz, but you're like, you don't really have a nice little buzz, and you're like, I kind of want to open up that second bottle of Two Buck Chuck.
You're like, second bottle.
Well, no. Splitting it with me and Jessica. Sorry. And she's like, no, I've had enough. And I'm like, fine.
Maybe it was more you than Jessica that was drinking it.
No.
Listen, this is a safe place. It's just me and you and Corey. You're Corey and Wes and Darren. And Adam turned the volume back up because we haven't done a masturbation joke in a while. Oh. But now he turned it back down. It's just the five of us here. Yeah. Oliver.
And Oliver.
Hey, he's still here.
Anything you want to tell me?
No.
Anything at all?
No.
It's a safe place.
But no, I am trying to maybe
go back.
Keep it to the weekends.
That's pretty funny.
And the hard stuff? No, I haven't had.
Please.
It's been like a mixed drink? Like vodka and Coke? I haven't had one of those in a couple months, honestly. A
couple months. Last show you had one.
That was about the last time
What was that, October, November?
You know what? That's probably the last time I actually really did have one.
I don't think I believe
it. No. The last time I had a mixed drink was also after our last show.
Margaritas wait. Count, buddy.
No. I'm talking about like at home firing one up. Was when I got the stomach when I got the stomach flu.
I remember that.
Because I thought it was a Thanksgiving weekend, and it was after we went flying, and it was also my birthday weekend, and I was like, day off, birthday.
I like how you don't holiday. Count margarita that you had yesterday as a mixed drink.
No, I'm talking about the like a vodka and Coke, like busting it out at home, like that sort of thing.
Okay.
Going out and having margaritas is...
You're going to keep it to the weekends, except on Taco Tuesdays.
That was a celebration.
What was the celebration?
It's Tuesday.
Launching a freelance site. Oh. That I've been working on for like 6 months.
Fantastic.
When they finally like, thanks, this is, looks great. I was like, fuck yes! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, baby Jesus from the cake!
I love the logic. It was a celebration!
Yeah. Hey, I like to party. I like to have a good time.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't need it to function.
We're planning a little party coming up pretty soon, Playa.
You are?
We are.
Expecting?
We are. No.
Oh.
We are.
Oh, the BP?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in a second. Anyway. So, I've been perusing the local job scene.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And as we know, recruiters in LA, recruiters are more plentiful than actual jobs.
Yeah.
In the Southern California area.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of the country.
I don't know.
But here,
yeah,
it's pretty.
They suck.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. So I got this job application. I don't want you to read it. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
I had a chat with a recruiter, older lady. I did tell you a little
you
bit
did
about
tell
this.
Me.
I did tell you a little
she
bit.
She had smoker's rasp, I remember
right,
asking.
Right, right, right. I think I gave you some of the details. I did. But then I got the job description. Now, the lady said, she was asking about my background, where I'd work, what I'd done, kept asking me about e-commerce. What do you know about e-commerce? I'm like, oh, I don't know. 16 years in, not 16 years in, Jesus. 14 years. I'm like, I know a little bit about it.
We've done plenty of e-commerce. It's not 1999.
Yeah, I'm like, I know. We've built it from scratch. We've maintained it, and now we've implemented out of the box.
Shopping cart's no big deal no more.
That's not a big deal. I know the process. Are you familiar with how it works with the warehouse? I'm like, uh-huh.
We know a little bit about inventory and warehouses.
I think I got it.
Inventory groups. Yeah. Ugh, God.
Mm-mm. Warehouse IDs.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, go on.
Multiple warehouse IDs.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. So she's like, well, there's a company, and she describes a position about managing people, and they want you to do their manage their staff and do this and that and that. And I said, how small is the company? Oh no, it's a large. They're lean. They're a lean, mean company. I was like, uh-huh. I said, because what you're describing is a director or vice president position. No. You would be doing project management, too. I was like, uh-huh, sure.
Well, you'd also be taking the trash out and cleaning the toilets.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, but it's close to home. It's close to Pasadena. So, I mean, of course, we all... She's like, how far are you willing to commit to work? No, I'm sorry. She goes, do you want to stay closer to Pasadena? No, you know what? I'd like to drive 3 hours. I would like to... The furthest away you can make me drive, please. I'm looking forward
where
to
where is it?
Near Pasadena. They wouldn't. She would mm-hmm. never say. She never even said the name of the company. But she did see me the job description. And I had a good laugh. Mm-hmm. I shared it with Jessica. She even... she doesn't know the industry much.
Sex toys.
No. No.
Promo code, I guess.
So let me read this to you. It's a little long. Title. Well, not even title. E-commerce/web producer manager. I'm sorry, website producer manager needed for direct hire position in San Diego Valley. Are you a creative, outgoing, and have an entrepreneurial spirit?
When they ask questions.
No, it's a large company.
When they ask questions, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. Do you want to manage a small creative team and site experience completely? You also have some scripting skills like HTML, CSS, and XML. Because XML...
Totally related to a website.
Totally related to styles.
Yes.
To help in a pinch. Yeah, right.
Then read
to help
on.
Help in a pinch. Excuse me. It's been a while. Responsibilities. Maximize site performance. This is great. Don't read it.
Okay.
Just listen. Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibilities. Maximize site performance and enhance the consumer online shopping experience by leading the planning, scheduling, deployment, execution, and maintenance of all site content. Manage the timely deployment of all e-marketing and merchandising campaign content on the website. Participate in the development and prioritization of site experience changes and updates utilizing the site analytics tools and other performance data. So now I'm a business development person. Develop, maintain, and communicate site update schedules and processes. oversee and be responsible for QA testing and the deployment of product content, campaign, and promotion updates to the website. Oversee the management of third-party service providers hosting web content and other site assets, a.k.a. people in India and the Philippines. That's your development team, because they're lean and mean. Develop full proficiency and expertise in using the sites and using the website administration tool. I think I can handle the content management system.
This is pretty complicated.
So you're saying if I click on add inventory item, it'll add an inventory item?
No.
What?
They won't do that, no.
I would hope that a person that like knows how to develop and that can handle the previous 8 entries of requirements or responsibilities, that they can manage the website administration
tool. You might be surprised.
You might be surprised. Work independently to develop creative solutions to challenges. Qualifications.
I can do that.
Those were your responsibilities, but now they have qualifications to even get you in the door, motherfucker. Sorry.
10-inch penis. Well, Corey's out.
Strong online production and or project management skills and experience required. Must be able to adapt to rapidly shifting priorities in a fast-paced environment. That means they don't know what the hell they're doing, and it's a company run by salesmen.
You know what's funny? What are those? If someone wants a job, everyone's gonna be like, "Yeah, I can do that." I mean, it's like that doesn't. That's not a real qualification, right?
Right, right. Must be deadline driven and detail oriented. A strategic, critical thinker who is also who also has a high attention to detail with excellent organization.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
I'm not very detail-oriented, man. I don't know.
Exactly. How about like 4 years of proven experience delivering websites? How about something like that?
You know who's not detail-oriented? People that own companies that are rapidly shifting priorities in fast-paced environments.
Are you detail-oriented? Are you looking for a job at a shitty company? Read on.
Strong analytical marketing, prioritization, influencing, and negotiating skills. From a project manager. Uh-huh.
Negotiation. Sweet.
Strong e-commerce architecture and data flow knowledge from a project manager.
E-commerce architecture. Kind of architecture. Makes me laugh. So there's an order table and there's a lines table. That's what it is.
Oh, I know.
Oh, products table. Excuse me.
Understanding of internet technologies.
Huh?
Web design and production environments. Production schedule management. Project management. Online advertising and budgets. A plus. Ability to draft excellent project briefs, content specifications, test plans, and process documents. So they want you to draft these excellent project briefs, but you need to be able to shift to their fast-paced environment.
Because
they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Uh-huh. Sweet.
Inhibition. If you can handle all that, I hope that you're okay. You're well-versed in Microsoft Project, Excel, PowerPoint, Visio, and Word. You know who uses Microsoft Project? No one.
That's true because it's, yeah.
Working knowledge of HTML, Macromedia, Flash.
Macromedia. Has it been around for over 10 years?
Adobe Photoshop and FTP client software.
FTP client software.
So, do you know how to upload files? I don't know.
FTP. What? Now, what is that again?
This freelance project that I launched yesterday, I'm like, well, I need the FTP stuff. I need the FTP information so I can log in and upload some files. This started on Monday. Because I don't know where they switched to the domain.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Their IT department that's really, you know, guarded with everything that they have, they switched the domain and then like, oh, well, we switched the domain. Really? I wasn't prepared to launch anything. So thanks for that. Anyway, I've been like, I need FTP info so I can upload shit. And the guy's like, he sends me a login information. It's not working. Nothing worked. I tried it over and like different combinations, everything. Nothing worked. He's like, well, it might be the TTL on it. Give it a couple of
the
hours.
The TTL.
I'm like, dude, it's a fucking login.
There's no TTL on an FTP, buddy.
Oh, he sent me the database information first. I'm like, I don't need the database info. I need the FTP. So I think I got that covered. I can handle FTP client software. It's a plus.
A plus.
Usability and consumer-focused design experience, a plus.
So basically, those are the worst qualifications I've ever heard.
Now, I could probably cover most of this. You could do some, you know, most of this, right? I mean, yes, I could.
What
but
I want
how much
to
do
know.
They want to pay?
I'm gonna guess they're at a solid 65.
Oh no! You'd be surprised.
Okay,
it was higher.
She wouldn't tell you the company.
No, never told me to.
See, that's bullshit. I'd be like, if you want me to apply, you have to tell me the company. I'm not going to walk into this
blind. Well, I didn't apply. I didn't. I mean, I never. Of course, when I told them, where is it? Do you see it on here?
What am I looking for?
Shut up. Okay. Oh, she was like, she kept handing me. She's like,
dude, I know this person.
You know her?
I've totally talked to her before.
No wonder.
Yeah, it's a very memorable name.
Cunty
McCunterson. It's a fucking. You can't forget Cunty McCunterson. That's her name.
Really? You really know this person?
I do really know this person.
She's terrible?
No. I was just joking. It's a memorable name. Yes, but I do know this person.
Anyway.
I was making a joke about what her name was. Anyway.
I said I had a couple of questions. I said, what sort of title and salary are they planning? And where are they at? And what size of staff do they have on hand?
Can't really disclose that information.
No, she told me. E-commerce manager. That's the title.
Yeah, that's not
salary open to target at that.
Mm-hmm.
And manage a team of 5. Graphic artist / designer. E-commerce merchandising people. E-commerce marketing people. So I don't see a developer in there anymore.
Yeah.
Out of a team of 5. So
near Pasadena, which means San Dimas.
They did ask me, the owner of the, or the main recruiter asked me a question. Do I feel like I've helped strategize new digital products and features, or just manage their execution? Well, you've seen my resume.
You have created some new digital strategies.
Yeah. I said I've been, you know, mainly in the execution role, nothing official, having to come up with marketing plans or features. But I explained to her, I'm like, I'm not fucking stupid. I know what works and what doesn't. I can tell you these things. Yeah, and then I haven't heard from her. Not surprised. I thought that was comical that pretty much I think anybody could really...
Well, those qualifications are the worst qualifications. It's like when you hire a developer, you go, okay, you got to have X amount of years with this, all right? Do you really mean X amount of years? Maybe, maybe not. But it's concrete. You got to know this. You got to know that. You got to know this. And you have to have proven... It's like, must be task-oriented. Like, oh, yeah, I mean, everyone's task-oriented. Like, so, semi-related, right? My niece goes to get a babysitting job. She's interviewing with the mom. And the mom goes, do you like to cook? And she goes, well, I got a cookbook for Christmas. And now the mom thinks she can cook. And I go, what is going to happen when you can't cook for them? She goes, I'll figure that out later. It's kind of like, yeah, people just say yes to shit. You have to like say, well, what do you cook? What do you like to? You have to have a good fucking.
If I was desperate, and I explained to them, I'm like, I'm not desperate for a job. You know, I'm just looking, seeing what's out there. I'm not desperate, and I'm only leaving for a full time position, and you know, salary's got to be higher and all that. And title, whatever. Title's not terribly important to me
right now. E-commerce manager? That's not a title.
It's a fuck all title.
What are you, e-commerce manager?
For what site? She goes, when she was like, oh, they're larger. They have stores in the area. Wait, do they?
They have a taco truck.
Not even that.
It's El Super Burrito. It's probably the soap company.
Probably something.
I want to know.
But yeah, I felt like asking, but I was like, I don't.
You should be like, okay, put my resume. I just want to know where it is.
That salary's low for what they want to, for all that.
Of course it is, but I just want to know where it is.
I was expecting something in the 60s as well. I was like, come on, you guys are going to be so fucking low.
Like, are you going to give me profit sharing?
Sucks.
They're
owners from the Philippines.
The sky's the limit.
No, they're from Taiwan.
Meritocracy? What?
Yeah. So, I thought that was funny.
You should apply. I think you should do it.
Don't think they want me because I was too honest with them. I think you knocked off the headphones.
I did. We're back. Wait.
What's off again?
Bring up Audacity. No. We're still recording. We're here. Yeah, there we go.
Great, Monty.
There we go. Jeez. We're good.
All right.
Quick mark for shit. Edit. Click now. 3240. Good one. You should really apply for that job.
No, it's not a director position or vice president. I think that it is.
No, you'll just be doing their work and not getting the pay. That's really all that it is.
Now, the salary, I mean, sure, it's nice, but for what they want,
But it's close to home, though.
I would take that salary for my current position.
But it's close to home. Never underestimate that.
No.
No?
I had a reverse commute before and worked in fucking awful.
Orndale doesn't count. Orndale.
Glendora. Dingleberry? Come on. That was terrible.
Yeah, but you weren't getting paid that money, though. So if you were, you'd be like, yeah, I'll get over it.
Okay. Anyway, sounds like we're like spoiled rich kids. First world problems.
Hashtag.
Anyway, so that's that. I thought that was amazing. Stupid family emails? Did I put this in here?
It's been so long.
I want to have my sister on to describe her recent trip to see my parents.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
She spent a week with my mom and dad.
Oh, why?
And returned home.
Did she lose a bet?
Yeah.
Did you guys Rochambeau? It's like, it's your turn.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in years. And I'm like, I would never go down there without backup. Why? And she's like, well, you know, my daughter will be with me. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like, I don't think that's enough. I'm like, good luck. I told her, I'm like, a week? Really? You're crazy. Why would you do that to yourself? Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm like, okay.
How was it? Have you talked to her?
Oh, yeah. I talked to her yesterday. She vented for about 30 minutes. She was, and to which I've heard this before, never again. She's like, never again will I ever do a week down there, ever again, not without anybody else there. Nope.
Don't. Listen, Corey.
And we were going to go there
for use Christmas. Use this remote, okay? No, you're going to use, we're out of mayonnaise.
Yeah, they got a, I think we've talked about this on a previous show, but they got motels there in Pasadena, Corey. Yeah, Dad, city of close to 1 million people. I think we do have a couple of motels in the area.
Yeah.
Might have to rent a car, too. I'm like, yeah.
Have they ever? They've never come out here.
No. I lived here 8 years.
Well, they're going to have to, obviously.
I lived here 8 years. My parents have never been out to see me. That's okay.
They will in 6 months.
I don't have any place to put them, and I'm okay with them never coming out here. But they will be here, yes, in 6 months.
God, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm fucking excited to meet them.
God. Well, if my mom is anywhere what my sister described... Which I can't. She had me scared. I'm like, what is she gonna do here?
Wait, that sounds like your mom and my mom would get along really well. So that we can.
No.
Really?
No.
Well, they're just as insane.
My mom is crossed over.
She's crossed over. She speaks to dead people.
Does your mom play sick?
Play sick.
Does she?
Like to get attention.
Get sick to get attention.
My grandmother does.
Okay, well, think of my mom is like 75 now.
Oh.
74, 75.
Oh, my grandfather does as well. Oh, that. Oh. Yeah.
Jessica said that her grandmother does the same thing. We'll play sick just to get attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my sister said that the first day was okay. I'm guessing like the day that she arrived. And then it started in the next day. I have a cold. Because I was like, well, what did she think was wrong with her? Her eyes were dry and she scratched her eye.
That sounds like
she had a cold. I think I'm getting a headache. I'm sick. I just don't feel well. I think I'm feeling kind of faint. She described like all these things that she was going on about. She went to the doctor. The doctor gave her her back. I think when she said her back hurt something. Her doctor. They went to the doctor, and she was like, she is a walking pharmacy. She's so mm-hmm. doped up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like she's on so much medication. Her body's so toxic. That's probably why she feels sick all the time. The moment she goes without anything, I'm glad this is a serious discussion of personal family shit, but
mm-hmm.
it's also comical at the same time. Because whenever my mom, and this is where I feel bad as a son, then I'm like, when she's like, I'm sick, I'm always like.
Because you're a failure, is that what you feel?
No, that's not it, not yet.
You're over that. Yeah, okay.
But when she's like, I've been sick, I'm always like, uh-huh. What else is new? It really is. It really is like, what else is new? She had breast cancer. She survived that because I knew she would. I would be like, you're going to be fine. You always are. And especially ever since the breast cancer, it's always been like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you can
she thought that. She had, what's the tick? When you get the bad tick? Lyme's disease.
Oh, that kind of, I thought she meant like the nervous, like.
No.
I thought she meant not Tourette's, the other one, the shakes. What's that?
Parkinson's?
Parkinson's.
No. No, she thought she had Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
She's thought that she's had, Crohn's disease, maybe. She thought that she's had one thing, and that was one thing when you know the breast cancer thing when it actually turned out to be real. Mm-hmm. It was like, holy shit, you really do have something. And then that was fixed, and now she's fine. But no, she gets everything else. She gets migraines. She has a really bad migraine problem. That's actually
she has Teflon pearls. Huh? My mom has migraine problems too.
No, those things are legit, and they do take her out. But everything else, I got a cold. And my sister goes, I never saw her blow her nose once. So the doctor gave her a cortisone shot and a Z-Pak.
No, that's not responsible.
Yeah.
A Z-Pak? That's why.
Jessica was like, you should find out the doctor's name and call him and be like, what are you? She's like, you're a family member. You're a family. You should be able to talk to the guy. What are you doing to my mom?
That's not a good idea. And being on antibiotics can cause problems anyway.
Exactly. She's on so much.
Hmm.
She's been on all the headache medicine. Headache medicine?
I got you beat, though.
Hmm.
My mom, this was a while ago, but she said, Chris, I think I have HIV. I'm not kidding.
Did she go to Africa and have sex with somebody? Or?
I'm monkey, but listen, don't judge. Everyone does that in college. Here's the story. She's at the supermarket. The checker cuts his hand on a coupon, and my mom like hears more coupons and touched the blood, and she thought it was on like some slightly exposed old cut that she had, and she goes, you know, ever since then I've had this lingering cold. I think my immune system, I think I have HIV. I think I was like 11 or 12. And I just laughed.
Oh, that was that long ago?
It was a long time ago.
Oh.
And so then she's gone on and on. I think I have Alzheimer's. I can't remember. I can't remember anything. I go, then just fucking pay attention. Just fucking pay attention. You're not listening. And it's because she's just oblivious. She's just not listening. And
yes, yes.
And which, now she'd be like, now, which one of you is the picky eater? I'm like, I think it's Freddy. I think it's Freddy. I'm like, you're just not paying attention. Or you just want attention, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then, like, I was 23, 24. She goes, I think I have pancreatic cancer. Well, she had tumors in her pancreas. That sucked, and I was like, God damn it! Of all the things, pancreatic cancer is like the most deadly cancer.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it wasn't cancer though; it was benign tumors. Mm. But yeah,
I mean, I always think I've got the C. I've always got the
that's cancer. Just damn funny though, right there.
I know. Yeah, let's find this cancer.
Let's find this cancer. let's find this cancer. Did you eat your apples?
Do you eat fruits and vegetables? Describe fruits and vegetables.
Well, I ate the lettuces on the burger, and then I think I have ass cancer. Really? I'm gonna christen. What was the celebrity that had ass cancer?
She crazy?
Died. That she died from it.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett.
Anal cancer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, Farrah? Anal cancer. Does that exist?
Poor thing died on the same day as Michael Jackson too. Didn't. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I would like to hear your sister.
That would be great.
That'd be pretty funny.
It was funny.
I'm looking forward to meeting them. I'm looking forward to seeing the speeches.
Mm. Speeches.
No, I guess we didn't let our parents give any speeches either. So maybe you guys won't. I don't know. Sometimes parents do. Sometimes parents don't.
Jessica.
Lady's busy. Okay, she just got home from class. She's tired. But will there be a translator for her parents' speech? I hope.
What? Yes.
What is this speech translating I hear?
Are we letting our parents have speeches?
No, they didn't pay for
it. See, exactly. Okay, that's we're exactly what you're yes, yes.
Also,
okay.
We're taking your stance. No kids.
Yeah. Obviously. No, no, no. No, wait, wait. That wasn't our stance. That's the stance I wanted.
Yes. Exactly. We're taking lessons learned. Okay. No kids.
That's a good idea. Really. Really is.
Ollie's invited, though.
He is like a baby. Okay, so no speeches. I kind of just... okay, but what about the rehearsal dinner, if they pay for the rehearsal dinner?
We don't know. We don't know if we're having rehearsal.
Well, but you have to have a rehearsal dinner.
Oh, okay. My dad is supposed to pay for that, right?
All here's what I'm getting at. I want to hear your dad speak. Okay, I want to hear if it's as bad as you guys say.
Now, so the best man gives speeches, right?
Where's the chef boy? Hell yeah, I've given a speech before.
So that means my brother has to speak.
Oh fuck, that's right. I'm not the best man. Fuck you. I should be.
Do bridesmaids give speeches?
Yes, of course.
So Candace has to give a speech.
Maid of honor gives a speech. My brother's more than one person can give a speech. Both my brothers gave speeches, even though Ryan's was. I don't know what the hell went on there. I gave a speech at my sister's sister-in-law's wedding. It was funny as shit. I don't know if I can handle that crowd though. But that's like the crowd that's gonna be at your wedding. I couldn't make Jessica's parents laugh. I don't think, or your parents. They wouldn't understand any of my Boogie Nights jokes. Like, listen, that was really funny. But I'm ready. I'll be ready. Don't worry.
Darren and Heather will be, and Wes and maybe Beth will be like, yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I'll have a speech ready. I know you'll ask me. Don't worry. I got it ready. I got you covered, buddy.
We'll see.
Got you covered. Hey. Love you, buddy. Got you covered. Mm-hmm. Speech is ready.
Oh, it's ready. It's
I've been. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm gonna drop out the jibs, the jibby jibs. I'm gonna drop that in there somewhere.
You jibby
nice,
jibs.
Be like, you got nice jibs. Wow. Everyone's gonna laugh.
It's not a roast.
I'm gonna go. You married someone else. Everyone's gonna laugh.
Yikes. I don't know. I don't know about this happening.
It's happening. It's gonna be better than what your brother says. Come on. I haven't even met the guy.
I'm curious as to what he'll say.
What is your brother? If you were to like do like a impression of your brother, how does he sound?
I can't do that one.
Cause my brother would be like, well, you know, that's what I heard. You know, that's kind of my.
Wait, which brother is that?
Both of them. I don't know.
That was terrible.
It's kind of like Freddy.
And let's face facts.
There you go. That was better.
That's Freddy.
Well, the fact of the matter is.
And your other brother kind of talks like.
He talks like me. His voice is very similar to mine.
Well, let's just say he has kind of a more. Was that close?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
I haven't
heard him.
He just does it really fast.
Yeah, sometimes he does. So, Chris, you going to be drinking tonight? I'm not going to drink anything, but we got to get you liquored up tonight.
Cool. What time is this workout routine to do? That's kind of.
So, I'm totally working out right now. I'm like, I don't know if he's like trying to play up something or
not. Yeah. These fucking headphones are not.
I know. I just hope that we're still recording.
Yeah, we're recording. Anyway.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's
What else?
Yeah. What else? What else? What else indeed?
See, let me just get thrown off track. Here, let's do this segment. Let's just get this out of the way.
All right.
So you have these ready.
Yeah.
We launched a segment whenever we did a show last year. That had some positive feedback. People enjoyed it. And by people, I mean, I think, Wes and Beth.
So, this is a buddy of mine. And he was a college friend of mine. And
this is the social networking.
Yeah, social networking. He's a friend of mine. And we hung out. You know, you have groups of friends your freshman year. And then you kind of move groups by your senior year. You maybe don't hang out with all the same people. At least I didn't.
Where, in college or high school?
Both.
Okay.
So, we were friends sophomore, junior year, senior year, and the guy's kind of bugging the shit out of me. He got married right out of college. He has two, he same age as me, but he has like 2 8-year-olds, or he has 2 kids, right? And thinks he was very athletic. Didn't play college sports, but he thinks he's very good.
He could have walked on.
Yeah, exactly. As many of you already know, I was recently inducted into my high school Hall of Fame as a member of the 1998 Oregon 3A State Championship basketball team. After 15 years, it was great to reconnect with former teammates and coaches and celebrate with my wife, her parents, my parents, and my 2 boys. This is Facebook. This is going on forever. It also provided inspiration to look to the future. There is no finish line. If anyone is interested in reading more about the team, I've included a link below. I'm in the top right of the picture. And it's a link about 1998 boys basketball. And there's 31 people liked this. Quite a few comments. I don't pretend to think that people will give a shit about my life. And for someone to go on and post about being put into the High School Hall of Fame for high school basketball is like Ted Bundy scoring four touchdowns in high school football. It's the lamest shit I've ever heard.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy!
Ted Bundy. Chris of the Week.
Ted Bundy for high school football touchdowns.
I thought you were going to make like some weird, like, that's like Ted Bundy going in the Rape Hall of Fame. You know? I was like, the Rape and Murder Hall of Fame.
I can't believe
I really thought that's where you were going. I'm like, okay. I'll go with it. Then scoring four touchdowns. I'm like,
I can't believe that.
I can.
Al Bundy. The best part of that was the fuck up. That's the best part of it.
Wow.
Ted Bundy. The funny thing is, people, if you think I'm...
That I was so ready to go with it.
If you think...
like, all right.
If you think I'm doing it on purpose, I am really not.
If we were on camera or something, you could have caught my reaction, like, huh?
Did that earlier to someone else that I told this to. They're like, Ted Bundy. I'm like, yeah, you dipshit. Married with children. What the fuck were you? Oh, yeah, wow. Ted Bundy.
Wow. I'm going to try and follow that up. I think we should also put in like some like...
Can't follow Ted Bundy.
I can't. I can't follow that, but now it's my turn. I want to also kind of put in... some rules here. I really hate... It's like I hate Facebook.
I know.
So let's go back to my old standby. We'll call her Brianna.
Right.
Call
her.
This is the main one that I read from. And we're going back to December. So let's pull some of these up.
Oh my god, what are all these food pictures?
Yeah. And she's the one she always likes to probe, like to say things, looking for things.
So people are like, what's wrong? Oh, nothing.
Trying to get the caffeine to run faster through my veins. This is the one that's always tired.
Right, I never sleep. She never sleeps.
That's December 18th. Yes, never sleeps. Now, here's my new social network rule, mainly just Facebook, not Google Plus.
Google Plus is the best.
Stop talking about your kids and how sick they are. And how you're having to deal with it. Stop it.
No one cares. Other people have kids. Stop they seem it. To get we through know. Just fine.
Yeah. My poor little girl has a urinary tract infection. At least she is on antibiotics, so we'll be knocked out by Christmas.
So then this woman's gonna be like, it'll be fine, honey. Right?
Yeah.
God damn, I hate you people.
I don't know why.
Wait, is that her?
Huh?
Is that her?
Which one? This one?
Is that her? Or no, the one on the left.
The one on the left, no.
No. Oh. Jesus.
Sorry. I'm trying to find another one. This is the 26th. I'm seriously having an off day. Maybe it's because I am home with my poor, sick and grumpy munchkin. This is the 26th. I thought it was going to be knocked out by the 20th, by Christmas.
Well, she lied.
Driving was extra fun today. It was the 27th.
Wow. Really? Where did you drive? Yeah. You didn't put it on loop.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty much the end of the segment.
No, anyway. There was another one that was just amazing.
I like this segment. It's amazing.
This is... Can't seem to get warm today. I'm freezing.
Brr. No, wait. Are there replies? Read the replies. What would you fucking possibly reply to that?
That's almost how I felt over the weekend.
Hugs.
Most of the weekend. Hugs. I hate the fucking hugs. Me too. I'm so over this weather. Ugh.
Ugh.
Well, you live in Utah. Got bad news for you.
Move out.
Got about 4 or 5 months to go. Sorry. That's how I feel a majority of the winter. I recommend a hot shower.
Really? A hot shower?
So that you'll be cold when you get out.
Scroll up. Is that what she looks like? Scroll up, scroll up, scroll up, scroll up, scroll up.
What are you talking about?
That's her?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate her even more now.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you? I don't know. I maybe talked about this in the show.
I hate everybody.
There's this indie movie that was made, and it was about a guy that had found someone on Facebook because he was posting pictures of this art that he was doing. Someone found these pictures, friended him on Facebook, and began this relationship over Facebook with this guy. This guy's like 23, 24, 25, lived in New York City. Okay, have I told this story before? This is an indie movie. This is it's a documentary. It was a real thing that happened.
Catfish.
Is that it? Does it sound familiar? Catfish, that does sound like that was the...
Where he meets the girl?
Continue. He meets the girl.
He finds some girl that... No. Some lady, he's making a movie or something like that, or a documentary, and he meets some lady that's supposed to be, her daughter has this amazing art online.
Yes, did you see that movie?
Yeah, Catfish. Catfish. Now there's a show on MTV, but they've made it like a TV series.
Yeah. Okay. Now you just ruined my fucking story. But it was, like, weird. Like, this person made up all these personas, had all these different Facebook accounts.
Right.
Had different cell phones to, like, this lie... And then found out it was just one person that was really wanted attention, basically, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I think this is where that lady is headed.
No. Yeah. No. Everybody on Facebook is like this. She's just the one. She's right now. She's the one that I notice the most that does it. But they all do it.
She's what
having a slow
this
day.
This lady's going to make up different Facebook accounts that start posting to each other. We should do that.
We should totally do that. Like if you made up like some account called Curtis Bauer or Francis Lind, maybe. Yes. I don't know.
I listened to the show. It was great.
We should do that, actually. It's fantastic. Yeah.
The numbers are going up.
Now we have 10 listeners.
Yeah.
So hockey's back.
Hockey's back. That was the worst. The worst thing.
Did you think they weren't going to do it? I didn't think they were going to do it.
I did not think they were going to play. Still hasn't been officially ratified, but
it's true.
Come Saturday. I did not think they were going to play. Mm-hmm. The worst part about Christmas, the worst part about the holidays is, you know, you go through all this and you're with family or whatever. Usually, most people enjoy the holidays. Not everyone does, but. Mm-hmm. So for 3 months, October, you go Halloween, all that stuff. And then you hit January, and it's like, fuck, back to work. There's nothing fun to do for a while. I don't get any days off until May, until Easter.
Are we going
to
celebrate the king?
I don't get the king.
We celebrate the king.
Yeah, you work for a real company. So the only thing that gets me through is the fucking hockey. It's the only thing to look forward to in the winter is the hockey.
Right.
So it's been, like, driving me fucking – I've been watching – trying to watch shitty Laker basketball. Shitty Laker basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't even get Laker because of the Time Warner deal. I don't even get it. UVerse doesn't have a deal with Time Warner, so I don't get to watch. So I can't see it.
I didn't think Charter was going to do it, and then they added it like the first day, the second day of the preseason or something. I couldn't believe it. The Time Warner channel, this is really local. No. Is Time Warner Sports, is that national? No.
Yeah, it's national.
No, it's local.
I mean, it's Fox Sports. It's national, but it's local affiliates.
No. It's Time Warner. It's the Time Warner Sports channel.
Yeah, it's a local affiliate.
Yeah.
It's a national channel. It's a local affiliate. Just like KNBC. NBC's national. Is it? Yes, it is. It's a local sports channel. But it's an affiliate. Yes. It works just like Fox Sports. There's Time Warner Sports in all different cities. And continue. Trust me.
Anyway, so they have the Laker games. Have you left it on that channel for any length of time?
No, I haven't.
When the Lakers aren't on there?
No, it's on there.
It's hilarious. Like, where were we the other day? Last night for Taco Tuesday. When we were over getting tacos, they had it on there, and there was no game. The game had ended.
Yeah.
I believe. And so it was just... all that channel has is Lakers stuff and Galaxy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Galaxy's over, so it's just Lakers. They run like Lakers behind or backstage Lakers or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
where it's just slow motion of them walking around in suits.
No
looking
way.
Off into the. You haven't seen this?
No. I don't get you it. Never,
oh, that. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I don't listen to you. I'm like your mom. My mom.
Really? So it's like a screensaver?
Kinda. It's that's what it seems like. It's just the same thing. And there's only so many of these episodes. I think it's like once a week.
So they replay
of
like
backstage. And I like behind the scenes stuff, especially for sports. I really like that stuff. I don't know. It's just interesting to me.
That's another thing. I didn't get fucking 24/7. God damn it.
That made me like hockey even more.
It was going to be so good this year. It was going to be so good.
It was going to be Chicago?
Detroit and...
It was a big team.
It was a big team.
It wasn't Chicago.
It was two American teams. No, it wasn't Chicago. It wasn't Philly. It wasn't... I can't remember.
New York. No, it was the Rangers last year.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember. It's definitely Detroit because it was in the big house in Michigan.
Right.
I can't remember the other team. Wasn't anyway. Walking. Anyway. Yeah. Behind the scenes is awesome when it's awesome.
Yeah.
But that just doesn't sound like it was 24/7. The Lakers stuff.
Yeah, it's not quite as good. But so it's that and Lakers girls tryouts.
But it's the same thing over and over again, though,
so
right?
It's the same stuff over and over. And then they have, like, Lake Show Tonight or something like that. Or Lake Show, that's their Lakers broadcast.
Is James Worthy on it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's surprising. James Worthy has just been slashing them lately. These people suck. He's been horrible.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson was on, I don't know, whatever channel. He was on Time Warner Sports.
They're not good.
They're horrible.
A guy at work was like, he's like, I would lay down a bet in Vegas that they will not make the playoffs.
Sure.
And I was like, no, they'll get in. And now it's like, no, they will not get in.
Kobe's over the hill. Nash is definitely over the hill. Okay.
No, Kobe is having his best scoring year in recent. He's leading the league in scoring.
He's leading the league in scoring?
I think so.
It's because he's gotten, it's a one-man. Exactly. Listen, you saw Howard. Howard's injured again.
Mm-hmm.
Nash is between injuries right now.
Sports talk, sorry.
And they got what's his Gasol is useless.
They don't play him right.
Agreed. He's shooting three pointers. Why is he shooting three pointers? I saw him shoot three pointers.
Because he makes them every once in a while. He made one in Utah. It was amazing. They still lost the game. But it was amazing.
Yeah, D'Antoni's a dumbass.
Yeah.
How did we get on the subject of Lakers? Oh, I'm watching.
That's all you have.
Watching shitty Lakers. I'm watching the Niners probably make the wrong moves. Probably shouldn't be playing Kaepernick. Probably not. They're probably going to lose.
I don't trust the Niners. Gary and I had a long chat about this a couple weeks ago.
I
don't trust the Niners. He's an Alex Smith guy. I was an Alex Smith guy, too.
Alex Smith, if nothing else, was consistent.
Right.
Right. That's probably what they need. Kaepernick is like, I'm going to take out. I mean, Kaepernick's a lot more like Steve Young, and I kind of like that style, but it's like they're going to lose to Green Bay. They're 5-2 against Green Bay, I think. They very rarely beat Green Bay in the playoffs.
I just think they're suspect. There's something wrong. They don't feel like even if you give them the tie, they don't feel like an 11-win team.
Yes,
It seems like they played a lot worse.
I don't know what happened in Seattle. I don't know what happened with St. Louis twice. It doesn't make any sense. Well,
the home game in Seattle? Or the game in Seattle, the last one?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Seattle's tough at home, and it was like raining, and it was just insane.
A blowout?
Was just
like
blowout.
I don't think Seattle's that good. I think they got really lucky.
I can't figure out Seattle.
They got lucky that Griffin...
I could see Seattle going to the Super Bowl.
I couldn't.
Well, who?
Out of the NFC? I'd say Green Bay is going to go before them.
Their defense is...
Yeah, I just
Green Bay is one of those teams that should be blowing people out, and they don't.
I just don't understand how Seattle. I don't understand
the NFC. I have no idea.
I do,
and I'm trying the AFC.
San Francisco. No, I wouldn't pick them.
AFC. Broncos. I can't believe it. I'm gonna have to dig up the Peyton Manning drop.
Peyton Manning. Fuck yeah, bitch. I could kind of see Denver.
Oh yeah,
I could kind of see it.
They have home field all the way through.
It's weird.
The Patriots coming to Broncos? Oh, I'm kind of...
Patriots still have no defense, though.
I don't know.
I would probably take... I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm scared. I will be watching.
What happens if it's comes down to Denver? Denver, San Fran.
I've been there before.
Yeah. That went well for you, huh?
I hated it because they beat Denver so bad.
Yeah.
But when I was, because I was really little. I thought that'd be a really cool thing if both my favorite teams went to the Super Bowl.
What year was that? Was that 1980?
No.
Didn't they do it twice? 80 and 88 or something like that?
I think it was 88, 89. Because I was just starting to follow football more, and I liked San Francisco and I liked Denver.
Chose the wrong one.
We moved to Utah, and we hadn't been in Utah very long, so it was still the first house we lived in Utah. And I thought it'd be an amazing thing if both my teams went.
No.
And it was terrible. It's
the worst thing in the world.
It was the worst thing ever. I don't want it to ever happen again. Of course, I don't really have two favorite teams.
Well, anymore. When it's Lakers-Jazz. Jazz probably have a better chance of going than the Lakers do right now.
No, the Jazz, I don't know. I don't know if the Jazz are good in the playoffs. I don't know. It depends on what they do at the trade deadline. If they jettison their one of their players. If they trade...
Pau Gasol, mark my words, Pau Gasol's gone in a month.
He'd go to Utah.
Probably.
Pau Gasol for Paul Millsap? That'd be a good trade.
So anyway, the season is starting...
I'd take him. Jeez, that'd be good.
The season is starting next Saturday. And I will be there. I mean...
Do you get to see the banner?
Yeah, I'm going to see it one way or another.
No. Do you get to see it go up? You don't get to see it go up?
If I'm at the game, I'm going to see it go up.
Right. Are you going to that game?
Well, okay. We're trying to figure out what the deal is with the tickets. It's not clear what's happening with the tickets. It's all fucked up. We're only playing 48 games now. Who gets what tickets?
With the people you split
it with. With the people we're splitting it with. And I'm sure they're going to try and be like, well, we'll take the tickets. I'm like, yeah, well, everyone wants to go to the game. Either way, I'll find a way to get tickets to the game. I'm going to watch that banner go up.
I don't think you will.
Why not?
If you don't get those tickets,
I'll get tickets on StubHub. People aren't rushing back to hockey in LA.
I don't know. That lockout would have hurt. It did hurt them a little bit.
Fucking damn straight it did. A lot of people, a lot of season ticket holders are like, fuck you. It's bullshit. Total bullshit.
No, they didn't give refunds. Sports guy was going on about this.
They didn't give
this week. He was going on about it. He was like, it's pretty classy. They took my money. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't give it back to me, and they still won't give it back to you. They're applying it to next season.
Yeah. Well, the Kings didn't.
Right.
Some other teams did.
The Kings, yeah. So, but he has season tickets to the Kings.
Yeah, no, we didn't get
it. All excited, and they're like, he was like, well, give me my money back. And they're like, no. And I was going to ask you about that, but you were kind of in a different.
Well, we only paid 2 months. So.
Right, that's what he said. He's like, they took that money.
Yeah, they did. And we were like, where the fuck? They said they were going to give us interest on it.
No. If you get it back, you get 1% interest or something like that.
Yeah, some bullshit.
Like, or you can get like a discount towards next season. He's like, so either way, you're not getting your money back.
Yeah, no. It's pretty yay, but I just am excited. And you know what sucks, though? What I realize as the season starts, it's all just going to start again. I'm going to be anxious, and it's going to piss me off, and... Maybe it's better if they just have a hangover this season. It's a 48-game season.
Well, also, remember this. No one's repeated in, like, 15 years.
Yeah, it's very uncommon.
Because when Robitaille was on Kevin and Bean the other morning, they're like, hey, how do you feel about this? He's like, well, yeah, you know, what do you feel about your chances of repeating? He's like, well, he even said it. No one's done it. Oh, because they were like, you know, the Kings are not the favorites going into the season. That they're not the favorite to win the title.
Yeah, they are.
That New York is or something.
Well, okay, Vegas puts the Kings and New York very, very close.
But no, the Kings are not the favorites. And
he's well, like, underdog's good for us. But
well, yeah. But he's like, well, no one has gone back-to-back in like 15 years.
Since Jersey, I think in 94, I think, something like
no,
that.
No, Detroit. Okay. Detroit went back-to-back. They were the last one in the 90s.
Yeah.
So you can't really be expecting
too much. I'd expect, I'd want them to go to the playoffs, and I want them to lose to a good team. At 48 games,
you're probably going to be
every
like
game
when
counts.
The Packers won Super Bowl the next year,
conference
they
finals.
Were fucking awesome,
right?
But then just kind of like fell asleep.
It's fine.
That was last year.
If the Kings play like the Kings normally play, they will totally suck ass. If they play like they have the last 5 years,
they have to remember what made them win last year, And I don't know.
But you know what? So they came out that Jonathan Quick had a back injury since March. And he had a back injury all through the playoffs. And he said, if the season had started in October and it was supposed to, I could not have started.
That's good.
He just was medically cleared to play yesterday.
Wow.
How's that for balls?
How's Kopey? Okay, so our new segment.
What?
Hockey related.
I'm sure people, the tens will love it.
No. This is going to be fantastic. We're going to get your phone, one of our phones, and we're going to have it recording. And we're going to go to Trader Joe's and talk to the hockey guy over there.
Is a hockey guy over there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
do this.
He claims to know people that, like, he knows Quick, I think he says. He knows, because he knows some of, like, the former minor league players. Rooper. Do you know Rooper?
No. Rooper? In the
guy?
Kings organization?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know every player in.
But he goes by, he talked to some guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, Rooper.
Oh, like a nickname?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rooper.
But he talks to me like I know all this stuff, like I'm you. And so I need to have you go over there and talk to him.
What happens if he's totally fucking with you?
No. This guy, he plays over here at the Pasadena.
But what Ice happens Center. If he's like me and he just wants to fuck with people?
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah, I know Jacko. Jacko's the best. You'd be like, yeah, Jacko.
No. Yes. No, he does this all the time. All the time. Jessica's witnessed it many times. And he's always like, come over to my aisle. Because whenever he's checking, he's always like, come over here.
What time is it? Is he working right now? Stock.
Oh, they're closed.
Damn. They're closed?
Yeah,
no. Fucking Trader Joe's.
But you have to go talk to him.
All right.
It started in the playoffs when I went over there in between one of the periods.
He said Dustin Brown's injured. He's the guy that said that, right? Yes. He told me about that.
Maybe.
He wasn't.
But injured. I went over there and I was wearing the Brown jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Or the shirt. Sorry, not jersey.
How dare
not
you?
Not rich like you.
I got another jersey.
But I went over there. I'm sure you
I did. Got a Brown jersey.
As you should.
It's got to see.
I love Brown.
It's like he's fucking best, dude.
He is the best.
Ah.
Love Dustin Brown.
See, you're getting a little excited, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited, yeah. Because the Clippers were fun to watch when they weren't so good. When they were kind of like that scrappy team. Mm-hmm. When they every once in a while, they'd have a good
like, they won.
And now it's like, they're not as fun to watch. And they're also harder to watch. They moved them off the channel, so they're really... They might be,
Clippers aren't Fox Sports, right?
Maybe. They moved them off they moved them off one of the channels.
What's this deal with the Kings are moving to Seattle?
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, yeah. That came out today, yeah.
What's that all about?
I love sports talk. Because we've lost all of our listeners.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. We lost them when we haven't recorded a show in 3 months.
So you think...
What the fuck is this?
Shut up. I'm trying to jam out to my music.
What is it?
It's the outro.
What is it from?
It's a little Faith No More.
All right, Big Faith No More.
I know.
That guy's weird, though. I've heard this song. Darren lent it to me.
Anyway.
That guy's... The Maloof brothers are bitches.
Yeah, they're idiots. They ran their company into the ground.
They should have moved to Anaheim when they had the chance.
No.
No, we don't need three teams.
They don't need three teams.
We don't need two teams, to be honest.
They would have called them like the Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim.
Probably. We don't need two LA Kings also, to be exactly. honest. That would be really dumb. This is an interesting choice of song. So, Playa, when are we going to be back? When's the next show?
Maybe a couple weeks. Let's try and get... That's another resolution. Let's try and do more shows.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
This project is finally ending for me, so...
I told you about my big freelance project. That was killing me.
Yeah. BenoitBalls.com had to go up.
I'm starting to, like, get warm.
Listen, folks, we'll see you again real soon.
We will.
Corey and I are going to take each other's shirt off.
I'm going to undo my other button.
I'm going to undo your other button.
My pillow yearns for your touch.
This
I've been going with like the sport polos because
I like that.
Sweat does not go.
It's nice much. Though. It's light. It's airy. It breathes.
And it handles sweat better.
And you sweat.
I do.
Yeah.
But I'm better now.
Also, you should have a resolution. Don't sweat so much.
I'm trying.
Hey, don't sweat the small stuff.
That's my daily resolution.
Is that a little Christmas present?
Since like junior high. Please God, don't let me sweat so much today.
I want to see a pair of boobs one time in my life. Please don't let me sweat so much.
That's no lie.
Yeah.
Sweating. It was always like, please let me have a good, not sweating day. I tried everything when I was in like junior high and high school. It was the worst.
If you got it, you got it. And you're cursed.
You are.
Sweating and mayo teeth. It's a rough life.
And with that,
ranch teeth.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be better organized, less sports talk.
More efficient, really.
Go Broncos, go Kings.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. Go Niners. We'll see about that.
Sorry, Notre Dame.
So wait, you're telling me that 8 weeks between title games, not so much?
Is not
that
a good idea?
Is that not good?
They were never going to win anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, and so wait, Nick Saban's the greatest college football coach of all time because his team gets to take one loss a year and he still gets voted into the national championship game, and then he beats these teams after 8 weeks off.
Amazing.
Because he plays with NFL talent. So he's really good. So wait. If you're given the Cadillac, if you're given the Ferrari, you can go fast.
Oh. Sports talk!
See ya.
Walking along, nail on crosses. I think it's time to talk to my kids. I just tell them what my daddy told me. You ain't never gonna amount to nothing.